You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My family members are making dangerous decisions, and I don't know what to do. Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm here. I'm ready to go. I know how to use a microphone.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Three key steps to a great rock show.
We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my family members are making dangerous decisions, and I don't know what to do. And Glenn, a situation we've all been in, be it actual family members, people we just love and care about, where do we start off here?
Well, for sure, yes. We've all been there, and so we can, certainly those of us on this show can relate that, you know, we have people close to us, and they start heading in a direction where they're making bad choices, they're getting into stuff that's going to hurt them. You know, sometimes that's, they're on some weird conspiracy theory. Sometimes it's, you know, spending their money in bad ways. Sometimes that's just, you know, your buddy starts dating some gal and you're just like, oh, please, no. You know, it's like a train's coming on the tracks and you're trying to wave them off. It can be painful in those situations, but I think we have to look at some deeper strategy on how we deal with that.
I think that's absolutely right. And Jed, there is this thing, as Glenn is describing here, when we're the one watching somebody doing something wrong, we can feel a little bit of responsibility that we've got to fix this, and that leads to looking for a very quick fix sometimes, right?
It definitely does. I mean, Glenn's right that you see somebody heading towards the cliff and you're concerned about them, and that hurts. And we're sorry that's where you're at. And you want to protect people, and it's really easy to get to a place where it almost feels like you have a duty to protect people. And that's not exactly true, but it's a feeling a lot of us have, and it's a feeling that we come by honestly. And when we combine those, both that we want to protect people and we feel like we have an obligation to protect people, what it does tend to wind up with is us trying to look for what are the magic words that I can say that would make this person do differently, that would make them act right, that would make them make better decisions, that would fix this situation. What I need to do is I need to find those magic words and just say them over and over and over as loud as I can until they take effect. It sounds kind of silly when I say it out loud like that, but I have felt that. I bet you have felt that. I think most of us have had that moment of feeling like this is about to be a disaster. I have got to say something to fix it. It's my duty to say something to fix it. So I just need to come up with the perfect thing to say, like in a movie where I give the speech and then everything is fixed. That's what the situation calls for. But the difficulty with that is that that hardly ever works for anybody. And I think it really begs a question we need to look at, which is, are there any magic words?
Yes. Now, I've heard that the magic word is please, but I tried just yelling that at people to get them to do what I want. And if anything, it makes them more confused. When you're yelling and saying please, that is a confusing confluence of things. But we will continue to look at all these things when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. With you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Maybe the magic word is,
I think if that were true, Glenn would be sitting on a pile of gold.
Mm-hmm.
If that particular sound had magical summoning abilities.
That's true.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Hello. Hello.
We are answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my family members are making dangerous decisions and I don't know what to do. So, Glenn, we joke about the idea of a magic word because that's where we left our last segment, the idea of you see someone heading towards the cliff, literal or metaphorical. Some of us are from areas of the country where you might see someone heading towards a literal cliff. And you want to make them stop. You want to make someone make a good decision. But the idea of those magic words is not something we're actually going to find, right?
That's right. We can't control other people and the decisions that they make. So, you know, the idea of trying to find those magic words does not hold a lot of water. I'm saying that as someone who spent a lot of time trying to say magic words to try to, you know, control people into not messing their own lives up. So I can, at least I can tell you I've tried it all. But what we can focus on is this idea of setting a good example. We can focus on the idea of looking at how we make our choices and letting people see how those consequences play out in our lives versus how the consequences of their decisions are playing out in their lives. I think sometimes it seems less dramatic, like we're not making as much of an impact to live as a good example. But I think sometimes those actions and those consequences speak louder than words.
I think that's a really, really great point, and that's one of those cliches in the world that actions speak a lot of the words. That is a cliche because it's very, very true in a number of contexts. And Jed, where does that leave us with this idea of influencing our friends' behavior?
Great question, man. Bottom line, as Glenn said, you cannot control the decisions that other people make. You can't, and you, given that, should not try. You can set a good example, and that's going to have a real impact because the truth is people pay attention to how you live your life. I think a lot of us, if I say people pay attention to how you live your life, a lot of us, our immediate reaction is, who cares what I do? I mean, you know, nobody pays attention. It turns out that there are multi-billion dollar industries, Facebook and Instagram being key amongst them, whose whole basis is we all care what other people are doing with their lives. That's what allowed those platforms to exist. And most of the time, that's ultimately about spreading misery and unhappiness. But you making good decisions and other people seeing them work out is one of those moments where other people paying attention can really be an incredibly powerful force for good in their lives. The question that we need to look at is, how long does that take to have an impact?
That is a very, very important question. That's what we will look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
The magic word is peanut butter.
That's delicious.
Just trying different things.
In a lot of ways, including that voice. I like this alternate universe in which The Bridge Loud is on NPR. Welcome to a nonstop block of rock. We're also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the rock in the show, Mr. Jed Brewer.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Magic.
That's a reference on top of a reference right there. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my family members are making dangerous decisions, and I don't know what to do. So, Glenn, we've landed on a what of what we want to do in this situation, and that is set an example, live our lives in a way that is influential on the people around us, much more so than yelling things at them that they should be doing. Now we need to look at it, the time aspect of that. The question Jed left us with last time is, how long does it take for this to take effect?
Well, longer than we'd like. Longer than I would like, at least. I'm not a very patient person, so, people never change fast enough to suit me. The rate at which I change is very slow, and yet somehow uncomfortable with that. I don't know what causes that to happen, but people change at their own pace, and sometimes figuring things out slow and steady is better. It's hard for us to get our minds around that, really, but that's the truth. We work with people behind bars, people getting out of addiction, and we see people trying to kind of microwave that change, and it actually ends up worse than those who kind of go about it slow and steady. I think it's important to recognize we have to look at people need to have a sense of how this change would take place, what it would look like, and be able to project themselves into that future before they get really started on it.
I think that's such an important point. And Jed, how does this process give them that?
So Glenn is exactly right. People, they change on their own schedule at their own pace. But before that's even a possibility, they need to believe that change is a possibility. They need to believe that they could change if they wanted to. And for that to happen, they generally need an example to work from. They need to watch someone else do it so that they know what it would look like and where they would start with it. That's a perfectly reasonable desire. I mean, I think it would be wrong to resent anybody wanting an example to work from before making a big change. You are giving them that. When you decide to make better decisions in your own life and set an example, you are giving them that map to follow. Maybe they're ready next week. Maybe they're not ready for another couple of years. But whenever they're ready, they've actually got the things they need to move forward because of you. And that's an amazing gift you can give your loved ones.
It really, really is. We can say from experience that the changes people make when they decide they are instigating a change go a lot deeper and last a lot longer than the ones when they kind of feel cajoled into it. That is a beautiful gift to give someone, and we will be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If the magic word isn't donuts, then there are no magic words.
That's a strong stance, but one I think we can all agree with. Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I can definitively say that The Bridge Loud is and always has been pro-donut.
Amen.
Indeed. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my family members are making dangerous decisions, and I don't know what to do. And we spent this entire episode with the background being the search for the magic word, and maybe we found it, because maybe the magic word is the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, we've covered a lot of great stuff on this, but making changes and relationships, these are things that are very big, have a lot of aspects. What other angles do we want to look at before we let go here?
Well, I think the big thing and the thing that ought to give us the most patience and perspective, which is what we really need here, is to look at the fact that God is involved in this process. You know, for us, we're working on trying to help people have spiritual growth. That's kind of what our whole day job is. But it's important for even for us as we're in that process to recognize is that God is active. He cares about the situation. He cares about your family members. He is involved. It is not all up to you. He is engaged in that process. And God is patient with them, which is a good thing. I know it was good when he was patient with me. So he's working and he's active. He may be using you in that instance, but it's important to take comfort that he cares.
I think that's such an amazing point. And another thing that we can look at when we look to the Bible of God interacting with people is not only is he patient with them, he has to be patient with them because even when the audible voice of God speaks to people, a thing that happens very often is they start counter-arguing.
Right.
You look at the Old Testament, he talks to a guy called Moses and says, you're going to be the person who talks to the Pharaoh and leads all my people out. And Moses' first chance is, I don't want to do that. Or, Jonah, you go to this place and you tell him, what if I went in literally anywhere else on earth than that? And the same thing happens to Jesus. There's stories where Jesus has a conversation with someone and they go away and don't want to do it. And then they come back weeks, months, years later, ready to go. So I think we can get in a position where we started the show with the idea of if I had the perfect words, if I had the perfect heart behind it and just the oomph, then people would have to listen to what I say and change. That's unfortunately just not true. But the good news is, in the way that God can be patient, he can give you that patience to deal with the people in your life. We definitely want that peace for you. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.